What's up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast, the show where I talk about all things RPG in 15 minutes or less. It's like a Nintendo Direct Mini without all the unnecessary hype, and it's like Geico without actually saving you money. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get this episode started. So welcome to the first episode. Like I said, this is the Vault RPG Mini Podcast. I want to celebrate RPGs. We'll be talking a lot about all the different kinds on this show as we go along. My hope for this show is that it's every weekday. I hope that I can keep up with that. Listen, I have a tendency to begin things and then have a tough time keeping up with it. So we're going to just do our best here. I've got a lot to say. I love talking about games. I love playing games, obviously. I hope you do too, and I love talking about them. Something else I hope that you like to do, because I'd love for this to not just be a one-way me spilling into a mic, but I'd like for it to be a two-way conversation. I mean, I guess just a conversation. Conversation means two ways, right? So anyway, I have a lot to say about RPGs. In every episode, I hope to sort of tackle a specific topic or something. In this first episode, I kind of just want to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about what's going on. This episode's coming a couple days after I did something pretty special that I'm excited about as far as gaming goes. I do a lot of things in life that I think are special and that I'm excited about, but specifically with gaming, I've never been a huge collector. I love digital games. I love the convenience of it. I prefer downloading things to a memory card and then not having to worry about carrying physical copies of games with me. I understand why people prefer physical copy. You like knowing that you own the game. You like displaying, you like collecting, you like physically having it. That has just never really been me until a couple of days ago. I bought my first NES cartridge, ordered it from the internet, and I'm just waiting for it to get in the mail. Pictures will be coming. And I'm super excited. This is the beginning of a journey for me. And that's one reason why I'm starting this show, is because it's the beginning of what I hope to be a journey. This show sort of symbolizes the start of a collection. I do want to, especially when it comes to RPGs, go back and get some of the classics in physical copy, so that I can have it and I can display it. I can photograph it. I'm a photographer. And it is sort of a celebration of the history of the genre, of the art. I'm a huge fan of art. And I'm using the what I would consider the capital A form of art here. Encompassing all types of art, okay? Painting, music, in this case, an interactive medium, right? Games, in my opinions, many games transcend entertainment into an art form. And I want to celebrate that. And to me, part of celebrating that is by collecting it and showing it off. Now, I know that I am very late to the collection game. Believe me, I've been playing games for many years. For most of my life, I've been playing games. So you might be sitting there, you might have 8,000 games, you know, in your dedicated gaming room. And you might ask why it's taken me so long. And I don't really have an answer to that. I would say that I would love to see sort of your setup and see your library. So if you have pictures of it, feel free to post them in the comments below this episode. This episode should be on my Facebook, which you can find at Vault RPG. If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably already found the Facebook, honestly. But you should comment below if you've got pictures of your library. Feel free to post them. I'd love to see what's out there. I want to be inspired by you. And then I want to share this journey with you. So I don't necessarily have an answer for why it's taken me so long, other than living space has been sort of an issue. I've never really had too much room in my living spaces so far. Not that I do now, believe me, but I figure if not now, when? Like, if I keep using that as an excuse, when am I going to do it? So I just started. And I started with purchasing the original Final Fantasy. That was the first game cartridge I've ever owned, as far as Nintendo Entertainment System. Growing up, I had an N64, so I had cartridges then. But as far as what I consider a classic, historic cartridge, I bought the original Final Fantasy. Why? We'll put very simply, the Final Fantasy series is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, one of my favorite game franchises. And honestly, one of my favorite franchises of anything when it comes to storytelling, music, games, like I said, cinema. It's up there. And not only is it my favorite, but I would say it's been very influential. It's sort of shaped me. It's always been there for me in different phases of my life, different times of going through things. Final Fantasy has been there in many different forms. Now, the original Final Fantasy game, not necessarily. That's not my favorite game. But the series in general is. And so I felt that it was very symbolic to get the cart that started it all. So that's why I went that way. And I'm super, 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 super excited to get it. Like I said, pictures will be going up on my Instagram, also Vault RPG. So you should go check it out. Once again, I want to hear from you, the listeners. I want to hear, number one, as far as your collection goes, what was sort of the beginning of that collection for you? Like I said, I know that I'm coming in very late. I know many of you have been collecting for years and decades, probably going back to when you first played games. So I want to know kind of where that began for you. And I want to know what games do mean a lot to you. I'm going to be talking a lot about Final Fantasy. Not every single episode will be about Final Fantasy. This is not a Final Fantasy podcast. This is an RPG podcast. But I do want to also talk about sort of where I am in gaming. My experience with JRPGs specifically has mainly centered around Final Fantasy and other games from Square Enix. But I'm also beginning to broaden that horizon. Not only playing games from other developers now, modern games, but I also want to go back and fill in the gaps of things that I missed, explore new territories, see where the history, you know, the foundation of the genre came from. To me, it's the greatest genre in gaming. I know that's very subjective. That has a lot to do with the feelings that I get from it, the times that I've had with it. And I know primarily I've been sitting in a specific corner of that genre, and I want to broaden that horizon a bit. So that's going to be the beginning of that journey as well. So any suggestions that you have, any staples in your collection that you think I should get and then play? And here's the thing. I'm honestly just getting these things to collect them, to admire them, to celebrate them. I'm not necessarily going to pop in the cart as soon as I get it and play Final Fantasy on the original Nintendo. I'm not necessarily going to do that. I have played the original Final Fantasy, and I've beaten it. I did so on the PSP. The reason being, I still do like a lot of the modern conveniences that some of the remakes have put in. And it might be difficult for me to go back and play the OG version, you know? But that's okay. I mean, that's just a personal preference. But I do want to get these things and sort of honor and respect them. And so I need some of your feedback on what I should get Final Fantasy wise and then otherwise as well, branching out from Square Enix. What's out there? You gotta tell me. I need to know. I'm beginning my collection. Aside from that, what else is going on for me? Actually, I am super excited because I this week was off for several days from work, so I got a lot of extra gaming time in. And speaking of Final Fantasy, like I said, I'll probably be talking a lot about that franchise. I sat down and in a couple of days played through Final Fantasy IV. That is a fantastic game. Speaking of the PSP, I played the complete edition or something, the complete collection. I feel like that's a really, really good version of that game. I personally love the sprites, and I do like the look of the DS remake, which I think is now on Steam and on mobile. I have that version on mobile. And I do like the 3D aesthetic, but man, I love sprite work. Love really good sprite work. Hashtag Octopath Traveler. Can't wait for that. But anyway, so played through 4, and wonderful game. I'm also playing through 13 right now. I like it. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear the hesitancy in my voice. I definitely don't love it as much as I do 4 or 6, which is my favorite. So anyway, super excited about that. I literally have Lost Sphere pre-downloaded, ready to go. It should be coming out tonight or tomorrow night. I can't remember. Can't remember which. But I do have it ready on my Switch. That's where I'm going to be playing it. I think it's also coming out on the PS4. But I elected for my Switch for a reason that I'll actually be discussing in tomorrow's episode. Because it has to do with gaming habits and how I game and why I do the things that I do. So Lost Sphere looks incredible. Because I love the retro vibe. I love the old NES, SNES feel. And honestly, whenever I play RPGs now, I'm still looking for that feeling that I got playing FF4 and FF6. 6 being my favorite game of all time. And the feelings that I get from those, I'm still looking for in games today. Sometimes I get them. Sometimes I get that feeling. Sometimes I don't. But I'm still looking for it. And watching some of the early things from Lost Sphere, I actually have not played I Am Setsuna yet. But it is on my list to play. I missed that one. I'm going to get it on Switch as well. Because I think it's super cheap right now. I think I saw that was $15. I don't know if that was a sale. That may have been a sale. I may have missed it. But anyway, I'm going to get it eventually. And I'll play it. But the feeling that I got watching previews for Lost Sphere already gave me that retro vibe. That feeling. of the NES SNES era. And I'm so pumped, and I can't wait to play it and then tell you guys about it. That being said, that's actually going to wrap up today's episode. Like I said, this is just sort of going to be an introductory episode to me and what I'm doing. And I hope that you've made it this far. If you've listened this far, I really, really appreciate it. Hope that you've enjoyed it. If you like me, like what I'm doing, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at VaultRPG. So go check me out and remember to leave a comment below this post or just leave a comment on Facebook or tweet at me or something. Let me know, what do you have in your collection library? What are some of your favorites? What are the staples that I need to get? So let me know. And until next episode, have a great time gaming. Later.